The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well, now, in that historic development, the alleged Dublin crime boss Daniel Kinahan has been extradited from Dubai and is expected to land in Ireland sometime this afternoon. In a moment, we'll talk to News Talk's court correspondent Frank Graney about what happens next judicially. But first, we're going to speak to News Talk reporter Molly O'Connor, who's at Casement Airdrome in Baldonnell, where the landing is expected to take place in the next few hours. Molly, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So what's happening there? Are you all gathered just drinking coffee, waiting for the landing?
Well, honestly, it is very quiet out here at the moment. Daniel Kinahan is not expected to touch down for a good few hours at least when we last checked. He was actually just gone over or just entered into Saudi Arabia. So we're not expecting him to touch down on Irish soil for the first time in over 10 years until after 7 at the earliest, I'd say, this evening. So it's currently very quiet. Not a whole lot of media around either. But given how internationally known the Kinahan name is, I'm sure we can expect plenty more over the next few hours. I am just peering through a fence at the moment. There's a number of bushes and fences separating me from the tarmac. But as you can imagine, a massive security operation is in place involving Gardaí, the Defence Forces and the Irish Prison Service, which actually recently purchased a bulletproof and bombproof escort van. It's been quite the operation to get Daniel Kinahan back to Ireland. He was arrested in Dubai by police in April on foot of a warrant issued by the Irish courts over alleged serious organised crime offences. He was arrested as part of a joint operation between the Gardaí and authorities in the UAE on foot of an extradition request from the Irish authorities. So Daniel Kinahan attempted to appeal his extradition, but recently lost that appeal.
Yeah, so that's the end of his stay in Dubai. I'm interested, I don't know whether anyone from the Air Corps is around to talk about the jet, because at the range of the jet nominally, when I looked online, was 10,186 kilometres. The distance Dublin-Dubai and a little bit more of Baldonnell is 7,614 k. So I'm wondering why it has to stop to be refuelled. Anyway, that's only a by the way, Molly. Anyway, you're going to be on your own for a little while longer, it would appear, before the media hordes descend on Baldonnell for the great arrival. Thanks very much for joining us, Molly. Frank Graney, our courts correspondent, joins me now. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
A number of issues. First of all, the blanket coverage of all of this. Is there a deliberate strategy here to let everybody know what's happening, when he's due to arrive, and so on and so forth? Because that would seem to be a security risk.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? I mean, it was the same when Sean McGovern, a man believed to be Daniel Kinahan's right-hand man within that Kinahan cartel, when he was brought home last year amid a high drama, it was the very same. And the operation to bring Daniel Kinahan seems to be following similarly, albeit they're using a different aircraft, as you say. And every step along the way, I mean, we can literally see online the progress of that aircraft. But I think the Gardaí are pretty confident that they have a very tight security operation in place. Yes, the public may know when that plane touches down in Baldonnell, and I'll certainly be in the courthouse when he's expected to be brought before the criminal courts of justice a little later this evening. There is a huge security operation in place. It was the same with Sean McGovern. From what you're hearing, efforts have even been stepped up since that, and that passed off without incident. So I think on Garda Síochána, the Irish Defence Forces and all involved in bringing Daniel Kinahan back to Ireland to face a charge that we don't know the exact details of just yet, but that will all become clear a little bit later.
I mean, to clarify, the kind of security risk they're concerned about is not that, you know, some elements of the Kinahan gang would try to, you know, attack the bombproof van and liberate Kinahan, but rather that people who were opposed to Kinahan would try to do him harm and anyone else who got in the way.
Yeah, precisely. I think there are a lot of elements and a lot of risks that on Garda Síochána and the very experienced and specialised officers that are dealing with this operation, including their colleagues in the Irish Defence Forces, there are a lot of scenarios that they have looked at, and they have, as best they can, they have tried to, I suppose, map out each potential scenario and reduce the risk of all of those things happening. As you say, the Kinahan cartel, as we now know, is a transnational a criminal empire with untold resources at its disposal. So, yes, the Gardaí would be concerned about a potential springing out of Daniel Kinahan, and also, as you say, retaliation, because as we know, the Kinahan cartel has been involved in a very bloody gangland feud for the best part of a decade now. So all of those measures obviously will be taken into account. You have to also, while we may be able to look at the progress of the aircraft, what we absolutely don't have access to is all of the intelligence that has gone on the ground and that continues to go on the ground with Gardaí looking at people that they may be concerned about as Daniel Kinahan is transferred to the courthouse.
And of course, prison. I mean, I watch a lot of these movies. It could be a decoy. He could be in first class in Emirates and already here.
That's it.
Who knows?
And there was actually a decoy deployed. It's interesting that you make that point, and I know you make it very tongue-in-cheek, but there was a decoy deployed after Sean McGovern arrived in Ballydonnell when he was brought home under a similar high security operation. There was a decoy to the courthouse, so we weren't sure, and there were journalists at Ballydonnell in the same way that Molly is today, that were following the convoy, but we're not certain which convoy actually had Sean McGovern. So I imagine similar measures will be put in place today.
Did the beginning of the end for Daniel Kinahan really start with the declaration by the Americans that he was on their most wanted list?
Absolutely, yeah. I think you can trace that back. That was 2022. That was 4 years ago. And I think everybody who was living in the UAE at the time, senior figures in the Kinahan cartel, I think that was the first time that they really felt like they were in trouble, and that the long arm of the law could actually reach into them. Because what happened in the intervening years was the UAE started to have conversations with governments like our own, and there was a lot of work done behind the scenes to, I suppose, remove the safe haven that it was perceived to be over the years. And what we saw then in more recent times was an extradition agreement signed for the first time between our government and authorities in the UAE. And then obviously you saw, as I mentioned, Sean McGovern being brought home. And once that happened, I think Daniel Kinahan felt that he was probably going to be next, because what it did was the Sean McGovern case, an extradition that is, that just removed any doubt about how the UAE felt about people like Sean McGovern and other career criminals living on their territories.
Do we know what charges Daniel Kinahan is likely to face? I mean, he will be charged as soon as he sets his foot on the tarmac, I believe. But more charges might follow from initial charges. I'm just thinking back to the, and you covered it, the Jerry Hutch case, yeah, and how, you know, none of us could understand why the charges that were brought were so confining that broader charges might have given us a different result.
Yeah, Jerry Hutch was charged and acquitted of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel, which is seen as I suppose the major flashpoint in the feud between the Hutch organised crime group and the Kinahan cartel. As I say, Jerry Hutch was acquitted of that. No further charges were brought in relation to him. We don't know precisely what Daniel Kinahan is going to be charged with, but I understand that it will be a single charge of directing the activities of a criminal organisation. Sean McGovern pleaded guilty to two charges of that. He was sentenced to a total of 24 years in prison. That was in relation to the murder of a man called Noel Kerwin, and also the attempted murder of an associate of the Hutch gang. So we don't know the particulars, what the precise allegation will be against Daniel Kinahan. As you say, he will be charged as soon as he touches down on Irish soil, and then all will be revealed when he is brought to court a little bit later.
All right, and any trial that happens is likely to be pretty extensive and long, I would suspect.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on the evidence. The trial against Sean McGovern, and I know we're potentially not comparing like with like, and that's maybe not helpful, but the trial there would have involved an awful lot of encrypted messaging, CCTV, all of that kind of stuff. It would have been a circumstantial case, which generally takes longer to present. Let's not forget that it will be the intention of the state that if this is contested, that it will be held before the non-jury special criminal court. So you won't have a jury in that instance. And in my experience, trials before the special criminal court can run a little bit smoother smoother as a result, with things not having to be explained ad nauseum to the average Joe or Jane. But let's see what he's charged with. Firstly, let's see how he meets the charge, if he contests it, if it's going to trial. All of these are going to be thrashed out in the coming days and weeks.
Now, here's a question from a listener. Why do we not just hand Kinnan over to the US authorities, as they've offered a $5 million reward for his capture? If found guilty of serious charges, then Kinnan would receive a far greater sentence in the US than anything that could be handed down by the Irish courts. Now, that is presuming that an extradition request would be put in by the Americans, which we don't believe to be the case.
Yeah, and it's also making a number of other presumptions that Daniel Kinnan is going to be convicted. And he, like anybody else that comes before the courts in this country and elsewhere, is entitled to a presumption of innocence if he contests the charge or charges as they're brought later today. This was obviously an investigation, a thorough investigation by members of our police force, an Garda Síochána. And the jurisdiction of the offence itself, that may be relevant in terms of where it is brought. So he's on his way back, as Molly has said. We'll watch closely that flight of the government jet. Molly will be on the ground to bring us updates in relation to it. And I'll be in the courthouse later, eagerly awaiting Daniel Kinnan's appearance. And regardless of what happens, you do feel that this is a really significant moment in An Garda Síochána's battle against organised crime. It's 10 years since the Regency Hotel attack. That was an incident that Gardaí believed Daniel Kinnan was the main target. As we know, David Byrne was shot dead in that particular incident. Gerry Hutch stood trial for it and was acquitted.
All right. Well, there's all sorts of texts coming in about the plane. For example, it has to have a reserve of fuel in case there's fog at casement. That's a reference to its lack of that eye in the sky capability that most Dassault Falcon 6Xs have. Other people quoting the Elton John song, Daniel is traveling tonight on the plane. I can see the red taillights heading for Spain. Oh, and I can see Daniel waving goodbye. God, it looks like Daniel. Must be the clouds in my eyes. And lots of people thinking of that. Anyway, Frank, you'll be reporting for News Talk right throughout the day as this story unfolds. So thank you very much for joining us. And before that, thanks to Molly as well.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.